Hello, this is Asian Craft. I'm Jake, and that's David.
Hi, I'm David.
David.
Okay, yeah, it's the podcast. We're back with this shit.
Yeah, last time we did it was what,
five months ago? Let's check. Let's fucking check. No, I don't want to check.
No.
But it was a
it
long
was
time
before
ago.
Summer. No, it was right after. No, it was like a month before summer. After summer. Yeah. I don't know. I remember summer.
I don't even remember how to do a podcast anymore.
Yeah, me either.
It's going to be like full of awkward pauses because we just don't know how to do this anymore.
Well, you do know how to delete awkward pauses.
We're also trying a new recording method where we both record our ends and it won't have like that shitty Skype interrupting thing.
So, I think our last episode we recorded, Dave deleted.
Yep.
Because he thought it was bad.
I thought it was
even
sick.
Though I was so satisfied. Mm-hmm. Oh well, now I don't have topics and Dave has to do all the work.
You didn't know what? What do you mean? You know,
I'll wing it. I told you I'll wing it.
Okay, start off. You just have to start off.
I have to start off.
Yeah, just describe school. School.
We're in school started, guys.
Oh, we're in high school now. We're ninth grade freshmen.
Freshmen.
Yeah.
I don't like being a freshman. I hate.
Why?
Like all the upperclassmen look at you and they can say shit about you and you can't do anything else. But then when you're an upperclassman, you could talk shit and then none of the lower classes could actually say anything. Because right now people are like, oh look, Asian, what a faggot. I'm like, okay.
Everyone's a fucking pussy in my school.
Really?
Yeah,
they're all white, right?
No, they're all scared of me because they say I'm from Franklin. Oh shit, I fucking said it.
actually, I really don't care, because if you Google Asian Crafts podcast and Twitter, I actually have my full name on my account, so
yep.
It really doesn't matter.
So, you just exploited internet.
Yep.
So,
oh well.
Okay, how did you feel on your first day of school?
Well, retarded, because there's two middle schools in my area.
Yeah.
And
me too.
Let's see. There's kind of a rivalry between them.
Uh-huh.
Like the north side and south side.
Yeah, that's what I have. I have that.
The poor Southsiders.
You're a what?
So
you're
when
south
we get
sider?
There. Yeah.
I am too.
We get outnumbered 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just so awkward going to class. And then you recognize three people and then there's like 10 others that you don't recognize.
Yeah, same with me. It's really gay. Fucking gay and gay. Is your school, like, really big? Like,
it's four floors, I guess.
Is it, our old high school big, I guess?
I don't remember the Franklin High School.
It was big.
Okay.
My school was big. I only have three floors, though, because we're gay.
Yeah, you guys are gay.
We're pretty gay. I got lost on the first day a few times.
Dude, I got lost once. The thing is, about getting lost, you can't be awkward about it. Mm-hmm. Because, if you're awkward about it, everybody looks at you like, oh, what a fucking idiot.
I know, yes.
The whole day. Yep. And then, when you're like, I got lost, I came to class like 10 minutes late. I kind of walked into the wrong class. They're like, hi, you're late. Yeah, I'm like, okay. Yeah, sure. It's my first day, so what? They're like, oh. Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay.
Sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
Dude, the thing is, my school is like 40 minutes away by walk, and I have to walk because they don't offer bus. So, there's this really busy road that I have to cross to get home. And freaking, we're walking in a group of 10, and well, if you kept the last episode, I described this idiotic tag-along that nobody likes. And he's just so fucking retarded. There's like 7 of us. I run across the road, like, because the light takes 7 minutes to change. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's fine. So he sees me without looking at both sides of the road. And he's like, oh, if he crossed it, it must be obviously fucking fine for another 2 minutes. He runs across, gets hit by a fucking car.
He's smart.
Everybody's like, you idiot.
Fucking idiot.
The driver got out and kicked the guy. It's like, why would you run?
Do you, like, live in Newark or something? There's no fucking buses.
No, he's just a really angry guy.
What?
It was just a really angry guy.
But you don't have any buses? Like, what the fuck? Is it because your school doesn't have money?
No, it's because our school is too small. It's a radius of 2 miles.
Okay. So, how many students are in your school?
About 2,000.
What the fuck?
Yeah, there's a lot of
Yeah, this
of
is
us.
The same with me, but I think it's a bigger area.
Mm-hmm.
It's really gay.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Fucking awesome.
God. And then, like, all of my friends on the other side of the street's like, you fucking idiot! Why would you cross? Like, it only hit his leg, and he was limping for a while.
No, see, my neighbors, whenever we cross the street, it's like, I'm the only one that knows how to correctly cross the street in, like, the most time-efficient manner. They wait for fucking 5 minutes for a car to pass by when it's, like, at the end of the, like, really long road.
Yeah, I know. If they see a car, they get, like, they pussy out.
I know, yeah, that's what my neighbors do. So I'm the only one that knows that you could just cross, and they wouldn't hit you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's...
Holy shit, this guy has the same keyboard as me.
I finally met my neighbors after, like, a year of living here. No, it's because I never want to talk to people. I never want to talk to new people. So when we were at the bus stop last year I was only with one of my neighbors at the bus stop since the other two were in high school and I was in middle school. So we never talked and shit. And she had a mustache. It wasn't that bad. The people kept saying a mustache. It was light hair, though. So, yeah. Now that... I'm in high school. The three older ones are with me, and they're really nice. So yeah, shout out to you guys, fucking awesome kids.
If they listen to this, which
okay,
they
I'm gonna drop some names. Tori, Dana, and what the fuck's her last name?
Ooh, time
Tori,
to stop them.
Tori, Dana, and no, only Dana has Facebook, I think. Tori, Dana, and what the fuck? I don't remember the last dude's name. It's either Tyler or something like that. I'll remember it when I see him or something.
How do you spell Dana?
D-A-N-A.
Oh, I thought it was like the getaway. D-A apostrophe N-A-E.
Yeah, they're really nice. I only met them because their mother invited everyone on the block for like a back-to-school party. And it was awkward because all the curse words, all like 60,000 curse words said at the party were from me. Like, oh god. Henry and James even said more than them. Like
I have high school neighbors actually, but I haven't spoken to any one of them yet because it's so awkward, like talking to upperclassmen in my school. Like, they're all like, oh look, freshman gay bitches. I'm like, I go to the sophomore, like, you're a freshman like 2 months ago, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, I'm not anymore. Freshmen,
I honestly think
are stupid.
I can fuck anyone up in my school because they're all pussies.
I wish. There's guys like 7 feet tall in school. I'm from Cranford, so like we have really athletic kids, even though we're a small town. And like, white people outnumber me like 40 to 1. So, you know, I kind of feel intimidated when making
jokes. I just splurge out racist jokes. Racist, really rude.
Yeah, I say it anyways, but then like, they look at me, they're like, that's racist. I'm like, sure it is. Asians are racist. They're like, that's
like,
awesome.
My lunch table, we're just like filled with the most disgusting jokes ever. Like, yeah, like, my dick is throbbing from all this stupidity and shit like that. I said that yesterday because I'm such a badass. So I went to my neighbors. It was fun and shit. The two girls are pretty, I guess. Oh, yeah, I guess. I guess. Don't know.
Why'd you just get quiet?
No, I don't know. Fuck. The mustache really turns me off. Did you stalk her yet?
Stalk her? I couldn't find her.
Oh my god. Okay, I don't fucking care. Don't look at them ever. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Okay,
at that party,
next
like, all the girls on my fucking street were hiding in this one room. And this, like, fifth grader or sixth grader or whatever, he kept on getting it through his head that he could lockpick a door. So we spent, like, 10 minutes outside the door. And I was like, you can't fucking lockpick that because it's not a tumbler lock. Like, you know what a tumbler lock is, right? It's, like, the regular door lock for the outside, right? And, like, in Fallout and stuff, you could unlock it. Well, this is, like, an indoor door, so you just have to push it in a little or whatever. and then it opens, but he didn't fucking know that. So yeah, that was awkward.
Oh, today a big fail for me. I hope you guys know what parkour is.
In the fucking suburbs.
Yeah. These guys, like these three friends of mine that I walked home with, they're like, oh yeah, we can parkour over there. So they're like just jumping around. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. Let me try. Freaking banged my knees on every freaking wall. Like seriously, I have so many cuts.
My cousin
right
was
it
over, like my girl cousin. And like, I was like, oh, I could fucking jump this because there was this like fence thing. Like, you know, a baseball diamond that has a fence where the batter goes or whatever. Like there was a bench right below the fence. So I thought that I could jump on the fence, on the bench, and then jump up on top of the fence and then climb over. No, that didn't happen. I missed the bench. It fucking fell over. It was gay. It was. Oh, I found a den or whatever. Not crack den, but like where people like smoke and shit in the woods. It was weird.
Yeah, we have that a lot in Cranford, yeah, except it's
what,
with
that's
weed.
What they did, I guess. Do you have a lot of white people in your school? A lot of Indians.
Mm-hmm.
I have
a lot of white people. There's like, you know how many Indians are in my school? Like 3. And they're all like juniors.
Okay, my school
and
is
seniors.
40% white, 40% Indian, 5% black, and 5% other. So it's pretty. No, I made that up, and it's pretty accurate, I think. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Did you hate the first day of school? Because I fucking hated it really bad. What?
No, I was ugly. Because I was being that guy who's always cheery. Like, oh, today's a good day. I walked in. I was a little tired, but I was like, oh, hey, look at all you guys. I missed. No, I hate all of you.
Yeah, I didn't even say hi to anyone. I just walked by in the hallway. They're like, Dave. And I just like gave them like the coldest look I could. I'm like,
yeah.
And then they just like, oh.
I was like, the first thing I said to my friends, like, you know what summer made me realize? How much I hate all of you.
I think I really matured over the summer. It was great. Okay, like
91.85% white. It's on Wikipedia census 2010. Hold on. 91.85% white. Damn. 2.62% African American. 0.08 Native American. 2.84 Asian. 0.02 Pacific Islanders. 1.03
other
races.
For some reason,
races.
I think that I always count myself as a Pacific Islander. Is that right? Okay,
You're
Southeast
not,
Asian.
Though. You're Asian.
Because
Pacific Islanders, people around Hawaii and one
know,
of the
yeah,
lesser
yeah, I know,
islands.
I know.
The Philippines are really well known.
Whatever. Median age was 40 or 38. Racial ethnic, 52% white. Oh, what the fuck? What the hell? Oh, okay. 52% white, 8% black or African American, 0.2% Native American, 36% Asian, which is pretty much 35% Indian, 1.5 some other race, and 2.5 reporting 2 or more. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
Yeah, this is.
So you have 98% right. White, I have 52. That's good.
David.
Much
so
whiter.
I'm much wider area. David, remember how, like, when you put the pieces together, like the audio, you cancel out the awkward silences by, like, the silence remote? You can't do that. I just realized the whole time you were talking, I was silent. So if you cut down the silent,
no,
if you
select
silences,
both tracks which, and then delete it, it just deletes the silences between the two tracks, I think.
Like when we're both silent? Okay. Because I was just silent the whole time. That must have been so freaking awkward. Like, if you cut that out, like, I'm starting to talk about this now as you're explaining your race.
I didn't go
I
to
had
that.
A high school orientation, but I went on the first of the 3 days of the orientation, and I was late by 10 minutes.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know it was, like, a drop-off thing. So my stepdad, like, wearing, like, his home clothes, decides to come with me.
So you're like
the
only, like, you look like a fag. Would your dad get you too scared?
Yeah, I look like a freaking fat. I walk in, and the group's already started, and in the front entrance, the girls' group had to be there. Like, they have. Like, seriously, why? Why? Why do I have to be that unlucky? I walk in, all of the girls from my school. Just standing there, staring.
I'm gonna sound like a massive fat or a douchebag for saying this, but I feel comfortable and like confident, like going around girls. Yeah, I do. I feel because I don't know. It's because the girls here are really nice.
That's so kind of weird.
I don't give a shit. In Franklin, they'll be like, "Get your Asian ass out the way" or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, they're nice, but like it's just awkward looking, like, having them all look at me, like even though I haven't talked to them for like 3 months now. So, the people there are like, oh, you could join our group. Nope. I'd rather go to the guys' group. Where is it? So, my dad decides to follow me looking for the guys' group. And we finally found it. I told him, oh, you can leave now. He's like, oh, sure. He just tags along in the back for like 5 minutes looking for the administrator.
Wait. The girls invited you to sit with them. Okay.
No, not the girls in the group. Like the,
that would be awkward. The leaders, you can't sit with like the senior showing us the school. You can't sit with the tour guide. That's weird.
Yeah. No, like we weren't sitting. We were just walking around. But they offered me to go with the tour. I really didn't want to. Did you see the thing on Rooster Teeth?
Yeah,
where they
try
to make a dick by using the audio?
Later, I guess.
You want to try that?
Do you watch Rooster Teeth a lot? Because I watched it a lot over the summer.
Whoa.
You watch Rooster Teeth a lot, right? Because I watched it a lot over the summer. And you know how Gavin, he always makes like random sounds?
That was close.
I do that now.
Yep.
Huh?
Gavin's the one with the beard, right?
He's the British one.
Gavin's the one with the beard.
He always makes noises and shit. Oh. And I picked that up. Yeah, so now whenever I play video games, I make like the weirdest sounding noises. I'm like and stuff. It's weird. I even do it in real life now when I'm like frustrated, I make noises.
You know what I like realize I do a lot now, like, you know, this is mainly from the watching League of Legends stream, but like the odd one, the member on TSM is always like hoi 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 to laugh, like he's like fake laughing, he's like hoi 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 hoi, I just trolled you, hoi hoi, so it's pretty funny. But then I got to school and my teacher's like, what is this a picture of? I'm like, nobody know. I'm like, it's a sphinx.
Fucking
like, oh, that's right. I was like, wait.
Fucking gay boy over there making like, noises. Oh. Speaking of noises, did you watch the campaign?
Like, wait, fuck you.
I was with friends when we did it.
No.
And since it's like an R-rated movie, everyone in the fucking theater was like all adult and mature. And like there's... Huh?
Oh, did you see Lawless?
No. Okay, wait. So, like,
Lawless.
Me and my four friends were there, and my other two friends, like, this one Asian dude and this really tall white dude, they weren't laughing because they thought it would be awkward to laugh really loud in front of the adults. So, uh-huh.
Yeah, during Lawless, which is, like, adult, like, Western movie, old-time moonshine, I was just sitting there, like, there's a sex scene going on, my parents are, like, two seats down. I'm like,
that's like,
don't make eye contact with any adult here. The theater was filled.
You know the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo movie, the American one? I was watching it with my mom. And like, you know there's a rape scene in it, right? Yeah, there was a rape scene and she made me leave
the
theater.
I think you mentioned this before on
and
the
then
podcast.
Come back later. But I just waited at the staircase where she couldn't see me and just watched it. It was so fucking bad. It was so embarrassing because all the adults were just staring at me walk out and they're like, what a fucking pushy. Yeah, so back to the campaign. Like, me and my friend, like, one other friend, like, we were just laughing our asses off really loudly. And since we didn't, like, have one of their moms buy the tickets for us, we had to buy, like, Bourne Ultimatum or whatever ticket and then sneak in. So apparently my laugh and my, like, comments were really loud because this, like, black employee just kept on coming in and out of the theater and we got really fucking scared. And, like, the first time he came, I just hit the ground and started crawling away. but he didn't, like, come all the way up. He just shined his flashlight, and then I got back in my seat. And that happened, like, 5 times. He didn't actually, like, talk to us. He just shined the flashlight.
He never caught you guys?
Yeah, and the loudest point when I was there was, there's this one scene where Will Ferrell has to say, I'm going to fuck his wife. And I was guessing, so I said the exact same thing at the exact same time. And then, like, me and that other white dude, we just started freaking out really loudly, and then the black guy came again, and we got scared.
Were you scared because he worked for the Oreo theater, black, so or were really you scared because he was black? Like that. Yeah, I went to this movie theater with this, like, douchebag black guy at the counter. I'm like, oh, we'd like to get tickets for The Dictator. He's like, it's a rated R movie. I'm like, oh, shit. I didn't know that. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, can we just not? And he's like, no, you need an adult. I'm like, come on, dude. We're like, we look 17. Just let us.
I swear I'm legal.
He's like, I don't, no. No. No.
Really?
Fuck you. Like, he actually said that, and I was like, wow, okay. So we just went to see the Johnny Depp movie. It was like the shadow thingy where he was a vampire.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I would give it like a 6, but it was better. Like, it didn't do very well at all. Oh, did you see The Dark Knight Rises?
Oh, I made a dick!
Oh, so epic.
I made a dick with my sound wave. It's really a weird dick,
but
I watched that movie.
No, not quite for me.
Did you like?
By the way, I'm just like
I really
drinking
should get
D8
water because, like,
jug.
The way I'm recording now, so. I'm like in a really small closet and I'm like covered with really warm material so that my sound isn't shit. So right now, I only have my underwear on. And I'm just sitting here. Oh god,
that's awkward. I don't think we should make this too long because my computer
can't
handle that
much space. The file is only like 100 megabytes.
So I don't know what quality.
Well,
it depends on what quality you're on.
Corner.
I didn't
the project
check.
Rate? Okay, that would be.
Yeah.
That's not that big of a file.
When 44100. What's your
on? Like, don't save. Just I'll tell you this after. I'm not gonna tell you this now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So when you export the
we
file...
We have nerdy guys
when
to
we stop
to this
recording,
show, right?
You export,
so explain it.
You're using Audacity. I'm going to edit it in...
we're using Audacity,
Adobe program,
by the way.
So whatever. You export it, and you export it in 64-bit... you can't... Actually, no. I'll tell you later, because you can't see it right now. Okay. So wait, what about the Batman thing?
Okie dokie. All right.
Yeah, fucking gay boy.
So, I went to see it twice. And the first time I was during summer,
yeah.
I went to a YMCA, like a town over. So, I had to bike there and it was like 30 minutes long. It wasn't that far. It was like 4 miles away. So, on the last day of camp, we went to see The Dark Knight Rises. And the whole time I'm sitting next to this, like
half
the only
Asian.
Half
is he like
Asian
half black, half Asian, or is
Crawford?
He like white?
Like the
half
only
white, okay.
Yeah. No, he's half white, half
very
Asian.
What? I didn't hear that.
But he acts very Asian, so he looks Asian too, so. So, we're just sitting there, and like every time Anne Hathaway comes, we're like just sitting there, and then every time Anne Hathaway comes, he's like, fap, fap.
that was like me.
Yeah, really
whenever Anne Hathaway
after,
came and it was like really sexy,
times.
I would like make a motion
like...
to my friends and then walk to like a corner in the movie theater.
it's
like, the dude part makes it funny.
Fap, right? Oh.
Yeah.
There's,
yeah.
like, you know the Impossible thing, like, coming around? There's, like, quite a few memes going around the camp. That was one of them. So as soon as, like, Batman was supposed to be dead, and then he shows up, Bane's all like, wow, that's impossible. And then like, one of the campers just like, Impossible!
Really? Oh, that's fucking awesome. I should join a...
Cause we had
are you volunteering?
Any, everybody cracked
like
up. Yeah. No, I'm a CIT at the YMCA.
I'm volunteering
means,
for the library since
when I turn 16,
awesome.
I can volunteer.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, that's shit.
I haven't played Minecraft
so
on
next
the computer
topic,
for a while.
Minecraft is on 1.3 right now. Neither have I. Ever since it went out of beta form, I just
stopped playing.
I got
it.
Overwhelmed. I stopped playing it because I got into League of Legends, and now
fucking melons and
day,
shit.
I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Yeah, I'm. I'm used to that because I never know what's happening in video games. And James and Henry probably already played it before me, so I always ask them questions before doing anything. Like,
yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Dave, you know what I think we should do? One day, not today, because I don't feel like it. What? We should play a PvP server.
Yeah, I hosted one
like
by myself, and I hosted one like with a friend. Kind of and thing? Whenever I do it with that friend, he always fucks it up somehow.
Yeah, how was it?
And I don't know. He just ends up like killing everyone somehow,
like
everyone on the server, and then banning them. So yeah. So then, like, he's like, "This is hard. You probably can't do this by yourself." I fucking did it by myself. It was so easy. everyone I played with. Yeah, like
Maybe we should play in a team next time. British, play, like,
and it was kind of embarrassing because they knew more of the server commands than I did. So whenever if you won, you get to be the game master if you so choose. And all the other game masters, they were doing like these really awesome looking commands and shit. And then I'm like the one that's using slash TP to like each individual hole in the ground. Yeah.
maybe you should look up the commands and then host a Minecraft PvP. Oh well, but now after podcast, I think we should do League of dude. Update your League of Legends now.
How long is the update? How long is the update?
Oh, then
okay.
Then are we quiet?
Henry, can you update like League of Legends?
Update it now.
Can you, Henry? I'll tell you my password if you update
they got a
League
new
of
champion.
Legends.
Yay!
Just update League of Legends on my account. You log into my account.
Yeah, just update it.
You update League of Legends.
Ooh.
What happened?
Ranked queues have currently disabled.
I don't want to play it.
Nothing.
Is she
they have a new champion, Syndra. Her W can
dark
throw people
whore.
Around.
I don't really like dark whores.
Like a dark lord. But
fucking
a dark lord.
Okay.
She's
definitely
like
a dark
lord
then.
She kind of looked like Malzahar except in girl form. Nice.
Why 30 minutes?
We're gonna go to 30 minutes on this
But we have to do an hour.
Because I'm freaking
Yeah, we have
bored
to do it. We're really gonna do an hour.
Seek.
We're legit here.
Really? Are we really doing an hour? Are you legit
Yeah,
here?
Just do it. Why don't you just play League of Legends while doing it or something?
Minutes.
No, it's recording audio. It's not that much
because then my computer
PC memory
be
being
slow.
Used. Uh-huh. Okay.
Alright then, alright. I might, but hide and seek
really?
Games
what,
last
what
like
actually
40
is involved
minutes
in
if you're good
seek?
At it.
Like, what do you do?
And the last 10 if you're bad at it. Because, let me explain the rules to you. There's a custom game match. Two people on the right, like on the right mm-hmm. side of the selection, is the seekers. Five people on the left is the hiders. You begin. By, like, it's a rank kind of thing, like a draft pick, so you could ban three characters on each team.
Mm-hmm.
And they get to see which champion you get to ban, and you get to ban in order. Do you know what I'm saying? So, what happens is you can't auto-attack or use spells
What's
that
CC?
Don't have CC on
the
seekers when they come for you. Crowd control, like silence, slow... Anything that debuffs
them.
So if it just does damage and nothing else but damage, you can't use it. Yeah, if it does any extra stuff, like to hurt them.
Yeah, got it.
Like slow, silence, you know what I mean. Like, yeah. So, the thing is, you have five lives. Each hider has five lives.
If you kill.
And... If you kill one of the champions, you get one of your life taken away.
If the hider,
or if you like cheat, you get one of your life taken away.
Yeah.
If the hider kills a seeker, yes. By the way, this is on the Dominion map. Do you
mm-hmm.
know what that is? The circle map.
Yeah.
So you know, like the dark area in the middle, that's where you hide. They have to wait until 2 minutes, then they come out because you're released at 1 minute 30 seconds. You have 30 seconds to hide. So you, most people buy like speed items. They buy the golden boots, like the boots, and then the golden one
hide,
which gives you tier 5 speed.
Now, when they tag you or whatever, they have to kill you, right?
You just run in and you try not to die.
Okay, so
five
you
times.
Can't. Okay, you can't do anything. I'm the best at manhunt, so don't worry.
They
I'm
have to
fucking
kill
own.
You, yes. Okay. And the thing is, when we lose, like all five of us die with our 5 lives gone, nobody really wants to surrender.
Uh-huh.
We just they go like, "Ha, we're the winners," and we just like team
you
up.
You know,
against
pride
a few
is better than whatever.
And kill them. I killed them a billion times. So they end up surrendering on the other team. Or if they don't surrender, we capture all the points and just wait it out.
No, just the end part. The game sounds fun. Because I'm like in a really this is like a seamless segue, but because now I'm like in a really like white school, like a really pussy school, I have to take the role of the blackest person ever. So I sag my pants really low now, and it's really disturbing. Like, you know my mom, she's like, have you like, do you think my mom's like sort of black? Okay, because she is black. No, she's like sort of black because when she first moved here, she lived in Brooklyn. And then she now works in Trenton, so there's a lot of black people there, and they're all like gang members and stuff. So she pretty much knows as much black stuff as I do. So, except this one word, and the word is whoopty car. And apparently that's what black people call shitty car, a whoopty car. So, my mom was talking to her neighbors, and then I'm in the middle of the road, and a whoopty car pulls into our road. And then I'm like, "Look, mom, it's a whoopty car." And that dude happened to be my neighbor. So then, like, the ladies gave my mom a look. They're like, "Oh, you better control your son." And yeah, and then my mom like got kind of mad at me when we went back inside our house. She's like, "David, watch your mouth." They understood. It was funny. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna touch that. I mean, click it, not touch.
Did you see the link I sent you?
I'm palming my screen.
You're like slowly touching your screen.
Yeah, I looked at the video. I'm like, what the fuck?
Oh, did you hear about the iPhone 5? All they did was make
like,
it larger.
I thought they were really going to change it up a lot. And then, no, it looks exactly like the 4S or whatever.
Yeah, it's so fucking retarded.
But it's...
I'm not a smart
man. Yeah, right?
iPhone
10. Here's the other link.
It's going to be great.
Making fun of iPhone 10.
Next iPhone. It's probably going to look like the iPhone 3 or something.
Oh...
What the fuck is this?
I like to present my client's like internet search history from that evening. I'd rather just confess to murder.
See, this is what we all... This is the only thing we talk about at lunch. We just say, like, the dirtiest things and the gayest things ever. Oh, shit, what happened?
Holy shit.
Getting what? Ice straight?
That's...
Ice tray.
Imagine getting an ice tray, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah, like,
fill that
yeah,
up.
You know, like in the 1700s and stuff.
Ice tray. Yeah. You know, like the thing what old people used to make ice with when they didn't have the... Fill that with chocolate, like the Hershey type, and then put strawberries in them.
Oh, it gets my dick
like
hard.
Each cube, and then they break off as chocolate.
I don't like chocolate people,
strawberries.
So, but I like chocolate. No, I'm kidding.
Can you imagine that? Here's the link.
Get ice cube tray, pour chocolate, drop straw. Oh my god! It looks amazing. Boner. Got my dick stuck in the fridge door.
Yeah, that's a trend over Imgur. Imgur is a great site. You guys should check that out. I think in the last podcast, I listened to our first one, and that's when I first played League of Legends.
I don't really look at pictures because it's just I don't
comments
do
about
it.
I actually really like it now. I said that before in the other podcast.
I just don't want to do it.
Let me send you another. All right. They're like, why do you masturbate? Women, half of it is because I don't want to go to sleep yet. two-thirds is because... No, one-third is because I'm alone, and the rest is because I'm excited.
No, mine was because I can't go to sleep. Just kidding.
I was just scratching my balls and, oh, well. That's all of it.
On my lunch table sit, like, the two dirtiest girls I've ever, like, met ever. Like, they have, like... They make the dirty jokes to par with the guys, and it's really weird.
Ooh.
Like, they're both Asian, so... There's a Chinese girl and a Filipino girl, and it's kind of weird. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's kind
of... Your nostril is a circle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because white people have, like, that thing. The triangle thing, yeah. It's like our nostrils are a circle, and we could flare it.
Fuckers.
Yeah, that weird, triangle thing.
You take French, right? Oh, what a fucking cunt. No, I'm kidding.
I take Japanese now, actually.
Okay, whatever. Does your teacher,
it's amazing. It's actually a really fun language. Well, mostly because my teacher's cool.
Uh-huh.
Not the whole thing. Like, she's half Japanese, half American. So...
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
The thing is, like, there's three forms of writing.
I don't know.
And one of the forms is Chinese language. So I recognize the words, and I'm like, oh, I know this shit.
Teach the class.
She's like,
dick face. Thank you for,
cool. That's really cool.
For interrupting me.
So would you like to teach the class? No.
Mm-hmm. My French teachers, I have a French teacher and then a student teacher. They're fucking dickheads who only speak in French, and no one understands them. It's so awkward. Like, every 2 seconds, I would, look over to the person sitting next to me and be like, what the fuck are we doing? what did she say? Like, my French dictionary is constantly open and constantly turning around. Japanese one. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, Japanese it's not like one. That in our, because I'm in French 1.
Really?
Like, it's 1, 2, 3. And French 1 is for the French freshmen. Because
I'm
the
in French 2.
Upperclassmen.
I took French 1.
So, yesterday. Like, she goes really
easy on
us. Oh, no,
yeah, because you're in Japanese.
Fuck. I mean, Japanese 1. Mm. Is there a God? If not, what are all the churches for?
Okay.
And who is Jesus' dad?
Listen to, like, the first part.
That's from Michael Scott, The Office.
Well, mine are all
first world problems. iPad battery died. Now I have to use my iPhone.
Have here written down. let's see. I've had. Okay, wait. Fuck no. Shut the fuck up.
this is just awkward now.
We've been going off for. There are things are usually like an hour. Hold up. Okay, let's see.
How long have we been going on for? Dude, it's been 38 minutes. Can we please
wait, what?
Stop?
Oh, yeah. Wait, how much? It doesn't take that much space. What are you complaining about?
I'm not recording it. There's 12 minutes
left. It's 100 megabytes.
You have 30 seconds.
How much? How much gigabytes are still on your computer?
But my computer...
yeah. It's only gonna be 80 megabytes. If we're gonna go for we'll go to 45 minutes since you're crying so much or whatever. Yeah, no, I'm kidding. 45 minutes. I'm fucking kidding!
Okay.
Does your high school, is it like a regular schedule where you just have
the
same class every single day?
Fuck, you should be. Yeah. Except for Wednesdays, I have, lab, science. Where
my
I have
school,
to, like,
it's really gay because we have A and B days with four classes in each day. And the classes are fucking 90 minutes long. And in French, I cry because I don't understand what they're saying and they just ask me questions I don't understand. And in everything else, I just fall asleep in. And it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. What, Henry? You ever have that Facebook friend?
Either.
Where every day you see a different relationship status?
What?
Like, oh, Oh, we're on the podcast!
Anymore. Henry, your laptop's not in the garage.
Changes their relationship status every fucking day.
Fucking.
Oh.
Gangnam Style.
By the way, I didn't mention this yet.
It's fucking awesome.
Gangnam Style.
Gangnam Style. It's awesome. Have you seen the video Willy Bum Bum?
N-A-M
The video
style.
Called Willy Bum Bum.
I'm talking to our audience, fucking.
You should watch it. It's not gay or weird at all.
The what?
The video called Willy Bum Bum.
No.
You should watch it. It's not gay or weird at all.
Shit, my bass is really loud.
Yeah, we don't want to be, like, infringing copyright. So, like, a 30-second sample is okay.
All right, that's enough for that song.
Something.
Something. No cha. No cha. Something.
Gangnam Style.
Something.
Yeah,
that's basically how the song goes.
Oh,
Gangnam Style.
You know how we landed Curiosity on Mars, right?
Yeah, that's basically it.
Did you see the reaction video? You should see it. Like, the NASA reaction videos are always awesome. They're always, like, it's so fucking funny.
No.
Nah, I don't. It's what?
Do you know what ARAM is in League of Legends? It's all random, all mid. It's another type of custom game that people play
I only
played
the first one.
It's like a one ship. Have you played the League of Legends tutorials?
Oh shit, that sounds awesome.
Oh. Yeah, you remember the map, right? It's just a strip.
14 champions?
On that map. It was on that map, and you need at least 14 champions for this.
Oh, you need to buy 14 champions?
Yeah, that's how you get into ranked games.
Do you need 14 players in the game?
Including the free ones.
Okay, so wait, what the fuck? Why do you need 14 then?
No, you don't need to buy 14. You need to be able to use 14.
Oh, okay.
No.
I think. How much?
14 champions?
I don't know. How many champions are there?
Like, ranked
or
free, like, draft
that just
pick?
Come.
But how many champions do you own?
So I think I have.
I have four.
10. It's just like a regular match with like the same amount of people, right?
So if you have four or more, you could play. Okay, we'll play then.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's like five people on each team. And then they pick a random character for you, like one you own. And then you have to just play on that map, going up
and
down.
Yeah, I know. Fucking bitch keeps on snaring me.
So funny though. Like, I get stuck with the most random characters. But you know who Lux is? Oh, you probably don't.
That one. You just fucking shoot it down,
like,
the track.
It's just a straight line, right? It's a straight line, the laser. It's like. It's a.
That 30 second.
Oh my god, it's so annoying. You just go, like, just shoot the thing nonstop. It has a 30 second cooldown. So you just spam
I'm buying
Lux. Kills everybody. That's why everybody. And she was free to play last week, so all I played was like ARAM. So I go in, I just like blast everybody.
Oh, you're fucked.
When
OP
somebody else get it, because it's random, you can't choose it. You either ask them to trade, and if they say no, you're just like, yeah.
Season 3 of what? League of Legends.
There's a new champion. I hope she's good.
There are seasons?
Oh, season 3 is about to start of League of Legends. League of Legends. It starts in October something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the second season right now. Like, you don't have it, but like when you're playing ranked games, like where they give you a rank.
Yep.
You actually, like, that gets reset on new seasons. So, right now, 1300 ELO, it's actually, it's the rank.
Yeah, I don't play that much.
Average person is, like, 700. So, I got actually pretty high up through, like, continuous playing. But, it's, like, it's hard for me to get up here. And then, tonight, it's nice to know that in a month, all of that is going to be, like, taken away.
She's fucking sucks. Fucking hate her. I don't know why I bought her. Yeah, her boomerang's pretty.
Yeah, it got cool Sivir.
Yep.
Huh? She's actually pretty good on ARAM because her boomerang. Like, it's just straight and it does so much damage.
I'm scratching my balls. It might lead to something. No, I'm kidding. It's
okay. 15 minutes left. Yay.
I hate sitting in this chair. My ass hurts all the time.
That's disgusting.
No. No. Yeah, we're going to usually you know do our completely dry of 45 content.
Minutes long. Can we please we're just fucking stop
running
now?
On empty.
I'm running out of content.
No, we're not fucking dry of content. Make up a fucking story. Just make it
we
up.
We are freaking drive content. It's not fiction. I am drive content. Start saying shit then.
Just make a completely fictional story.
I don't have pretend a story. It's
real. 4chan? What the fuck's that? Oh, I mean, I know what that is, but what is it? What do they do?
Okay.
Oh, they do?
Let me go to 4chan.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard of that. I've heard of that. 4chan. Nom, nom, nom. What?
They just tell stories. Creepy ass stories.
You?
There's one guy, he's like...
Okay.
So, I have these weird bowels that I constantly fart in class. No, like, it's a guy's story.
An Altoid up my asshole.
So he's like... And they smell bad, too. So one day, I decided to stick a mint in my ass. And, the thing is, you know, it was all good at first.
How did he get diarrhea?
I got diarrhea. And let me tell you
how
something
the fuck
that
does
it, I
how
learned.
How does that work?
One, don't stick a mint up your ass. And two,
no.
Minty diarrhea smells amazing.
I think... No. I thought if you
know.
Shove up stuff
you
up your ass, it goes back in. I don't know.
But I think...
Didn't Bear like, Grylls do that? Where he was in the ocean and he like got bird shit and just shoved it up his asshole? And it like... It staved weird. Off his thirst for some reason. It's pretty disgusting. They blurted it out. He had like a tube and the fucking bird shit. And he did. It was disgusting. It was making like the
that's
most
disgusting.
Horrific noises. He was like. Ugh. Do you sit with a wallet? Like, do you have a wallet?
Now my asshole kind of hurts.
Do you have it in your butt pocket? What?
What do you mean, do I have
what one? A fucking cunt. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
But, wait, in your that could be stolen.
No. I carry it in my book bag.
Yeah, but if you didn't know, putting it in your butt pocket's not a good idea, because whenever you sit, it only hurts that cheek, and the other cheek's fine, and it's really bad. Dudes, what? Dudes don't, or girls don't even have wallets.
Who puts it in their butt pocket besides girls?
Wait. Yesterday I had gym.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And, it's the second time we were allowed in the locker room. And second time, I already forgot my fucking combination, so the gym teacher had to cut it. Yeah? You mean, like, school locker? Like, regular locker? Yeah. I use mine every class.
Yeah. Dude, you know what's really bad for me? I usually don't use my locker. School locker, like regular freaking school locker.
Fucking Kent.
But, I, like, in the middle of the freaking day, I forgot what my combo was. Like, I used it in the morning, and I'm like, shit, I have, after lunch, I'm like, I need to use my locker. So I'm like, shit.
Okay, yeah, so
what was it
my
again?
Gym teacher had to
so
cut
I, like,
it open,
stood by my locker
and
trying,
it apparently
like,
was the hardest lock ever, like, that
something.
He's ever cut. And it took him 5 minutes of breaking it, of, like, trying to break it open. And everyone in the locker room just started staring at me. Huh? What happened? Yeah. So they started staring at me and shit. And then, it was kind of embarrassing. They're like, good job, David, fucking faggot.
Bitch.
And
Katarina's
then he eventually opened it. I am the badass. But, yeah, that's the only time I'm not a badass. So he finally cut it. But it's, he...
Aren't you supposed to be the badass in your school?
What a fag.
Yeah, I try to, like, be the cocky, smart Asian kid. Yeah, it usually works most of the time. Like, people look at me like, wow, he's so fucking annoying because he's cocky. And that's what I want. But then, during gym class, shit! The whole image just gets ruined because I'm so fucking awkward during gym.
Yeah, so he cut the lock off.
I'm just, like, standing
and,
there.
He tried so hard that he bent the locker.
Oh, shit, it hit my face.
And it couldn't open. So they got...
so freaking awkward.
So I was the last one out of the locker room. And when I, like, walked out, everyone in that gym period just stared at me. And it was so bad. Yeah, so I had to use a locker, like, adjacent. And to top it all off, in the middle of... in the same gym period... Like, you know what shootout is for soccer?
It must have been.
Someone passes you the ball and you're supposed to kick it in the goal. So, someone passed me the ball and I obviously missed. And I say fuck, like, really loudly.
No.
And my gym... And everyone's in the class, like, laughs at me. Or, like, I don't know if they laugh at me, but they just laugh. And then the gym teacher's like, watch your language. You could suck so hard at any sport you do, but you can't use that language. And it was bad.
Yeah. It was embarrassing.
Fiddlesticks. Do you mow your lawn? Okay.
Must have been embarrassing. Just fucking
when I first got a lawnmower, so I had this obsession with cutting the grass. And it was really, it was crazy.
Yeah.
Like every morning. Like in the morning of like every single school day for like the last quarter of the school year, last year.
I remember when I
would come on the bus and just start talking about lawnmowers. And since everyone fucking thinks I'm Mexican or Chinese, they just assume... Huh? Yeah, like, I do look a little bit
That's
Mexican.
Awkward.
I'm Filipino, though. Fucking assholes. So, yeah.
You kind of look it.
What?
A little bit?
That's fucking...
Shit, I'm about to die. In ARAM, you can't heal.
When is that round about to end?
The thingy in the end doesn't heal you.
Okay, so when that round's end, we'll end the podcast.
So just
so fucking play hard. Okay, you're fucked.
soon, actually.
So, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's like 20 minutes from now.
Are you like...
Maybe I should lose on purpose now.
I talk to my neighbors. My neighbors are good.
Oh, well.
They're not fucking jackasses like the Indians that are next to us.
I mean, obviously I met them.
Oh, shit!
But I don't talk to any of them. Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! Oh, shit! No!
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell I almost died?
Yeah.
Oh, shit! Why? Do you ever have those abilities where they hit one person and they start bouncing? Like, do you know what that is? Like, you hit Katarina and her like blade bounces. Yeah, I was like all the way in the back. I'm like, finally,
that's like
I got
that's
away
like
from
me.
That. Freaking idiot when fucking, runs towards me when the thing
Ash has
on
like
him,
her
she kills
her ultimate
me.
From like the other end of the
oh,
map.
Oh,
and then
hit me.
It's like going straight for me, so I decide to like not run. In a like perpendicular to it, so I just follow its path until it hits me, and it's fucking terrible. So you don't talk to your neighbors? Are they like upperclassmen? They're in your
serpentine style,
and you don't know them. Like, wow, that's awkward.
Nope. No, they're like my class. They live in the same type of house. So what do you?
Yeah. Do you like? Are you like friends with them? Like you could just go and walk into their house.
Why?
Okay.
Well, my parents talk to... I mean, like, my direct neighbors, yes, I know them. But, like,
Oh, okay. Oh, same with me.
No.
The neighbor in front of me is just, like, some contractor dude, but he doesn't have any children, so
like,
I don't
the
really
care
about
it. The neighbor in front of me and something like that, they're, like, the people I really don't know.
She fucking hot from afar?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's like a high schooler in front of me. Yeah. I haven't spoken. I don't even know what she looks like from
We're shallow here in America. It's pretty
from
shallow.
From afar, yes. But, you know, sometimes the face matters.
My
a
one
lot.
Girl neighbor is hot. Not Dana. Oh, shit. If for some chance she hears this, she's gonna be fucking pissed at me. That one, like, one in a billion chance and she fucking finds this, I would be so fucking embarrassed. Ah!
Whatever.
His name is Jeremy.
The dude like, I one day, like, before. 30 years from now at your reunion, she just hears this. What happened?
His name is Jeremy.
Whose name is Jeremy?
I sometimes say nigga whenever.
I'm like, what? Like, what?
I try to enforce my point. I say that sometimes.
Because I just killed you, nigga.
To just, like, blacken it up a little and seem a little bit more intimidating. It's pretty... Huh? What happened? He is.
You know who is intimidating, though? My English teacher.
He's like, meet me after class.
My English teacher
chewing
is
gum after class.
Because he's the dean of detention. So he hands out detention so freaking easily.
Oh, you're holding your pencil wrong.
Yeah, no.
You don't use your middle finger.
Not even like
oh, wait,
after
no.
class.
You don't
he's
use
like,
your
fuck
ring
you.
Finger.
Like, oh yeah, you are oh, 2 seconds late to class.
Yeah, ring finger.
You have detention.
That took me a while to comprehend. Huh? Your feet. severe. I don't know. Is it severe?
We're losing. Fucking, mostly because I'm feeding. Yeah. You know, I died 5 times already.
Obama or Romney?
It's Aram because I never play Sivir. Sivir. That's how I pronounce it, at least.
Fucking call me over here.
I
only want Obama because he looks like a less of an
Democrat
asshole than Romney.
I'm a communist.
I actually ordered one of his free bumper stickers because I thought it would look cool. So I guess if I... Yeah. Fucking Obama's probably awesome. He's not that bad. He wasn't that shit, as people say. He's the coolest president ever.
Oh, shit! I just died!
What? I want a black president. I want a black president so hard. Me and the Latinos
he's
just
like
want...
Cool, he's a cool person.
What happened?
Nobody wants a black president. Nobody wants a black president.
If we were still in Franklin, they'd be like... Fucking Obama, bitches! I should
say. My whole school was like, who would
that'd
want
be fucking awesome.
A black president? I'm like, black and immigrants. Dude, I want to see my school and Franklin fight. Like, raw. Dude, all white school.
Well,
90,
well it'll be unfair because, you know, the whites are going to like, the whites are going to think
town?
It's a fist fight, but the black guys are just
like
going to pull guns out of their pants.
Population. God, that would be amazing.
Shut up.
Black people. Well, we outnumber Franklin.
My town is, like, really nice. So, and I fucking hate it here.
Is,
no one has, like,
no,
the twang
my town
or whatever
takes out guns
in their
a
voice. Like, I have a feeling, like, I'm gonna get soft and stop cursing. And... I know. Someone has to do it, Jake. Someone has to.
Talk you should.
Damage.
You
I
act even
like
more
her
black than
I
want to
move
before,
my
remember?
Opponents. If I move my opponents, it feels like I'm actually doing something. You like Poppy? Even
Sivir
though I fucking did nothing with her. How? I know, I'm pretty bad at Poppy.
like
better with
Poppy.
Katarina, though.
Poppy's so
unless
fucking
I'm alone.
Useless.
When I'm alone, I'm fucked. Like, so hard in the asshole.
Do you know how good you are with Poppy? Horrible.
I know. That's with me and any character. I'm just fucked hard in the asshole. I hope Henry's not like eavesdropping on this conversation. That'd be.
She's supposed to be.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking listen to the podcast. That'd be really bad. I don't care. I curse as much in here as I do in like around the house. So it's
well,
awkward.
He could what if he listens to your podcast? How awkward would that be?
No, I only curse around Henry and James. I don't curse around my parents. My mom would, like, beat me.
Towards them.
I would never dare
you
to
curse around
like,
the house. My mom's
curse
fucking
in front of
Asian.
My, any adult. I was raised right.
Yeah, same.
I'm pretty sure my mom knows. Well, yeah, my mom knows I curse. Because I don't know if I mentioned this before. One time, I just, like, had a cursing tirade in the middle of my sleep. And like,
oh shit!
We're in the
I'm
middle of
die.
Dunkin' Donuts, and then like, my mom was like, "David, pull up your pants. You act so black already. You talk like them, and you dress like them. You know, I don't really dress like them." And like last night, I heard you cursing. You said "fuck" or "shit." What the fuck is this? And yeah, that's my mom voice. No, that was only one time, I think. I once sleepwalked, and since my mom is sort of like a douchebag, I was like walking, and I wanted to go outside, and she fucking let me outside. And in our new house, we have a pool, and she just let me walk out there. No, I don't know. It's like, it happens before. I don't do it anymore. Like, I sleep really soundly now.
Did you fall into anything?
How did you cleaning our house, the house or something. And, yeah.
Like,
She doesn't clean the house anymore because we have, you know, the Roomba or whatever?
How did she notice you were sleepwalking?
It's like the circle vacuum robot. Like, my mom didn't want to clean one day, so she found the robot that we bought like 5,000 years ago. And then she just started using it, and now we never have to sweep the floor. We have to steam mop it, though, and the kitchen gets fucking nasty because Henry and James don't know how to eat food! Henry told me to shut up.
Holy shit, Kenan does a lot of damage.
1,000. Are there health packs on the
map? Whoa, my team has like 20 health left.
Yay for health.
And I have like 100. I mean like 1,000. I just come in like, nope, it's all mine. The health packs on the map.
Lost it hard.
Yeah,
I'm
strong.
I'm hungry. What's your most anticipated game?
Well, we lost this game.
Yes. Like, that's gonna come out. Sleeping Dogs before it came out. I don't know why. I just thought the Hong Kong thing was really interesting.
Game? I don't know.
Nah. Halo 4. Boy. I can't... Oh, God. I'm fucking so white now. So white / Indian. I can't do a black accent.
Oh, do you know Oji Furious? Did I ever
Whenever I try to do a black accent, it just, like, defaults to a southern accent. It's fucking terrible. Okay, what's OG Furious or whatever? Yeah.
Just look up his most recent videos. Like, he's actually really educated, but he pretends to be, like, retarded.
What?
So, like, he's, like, sign language for beginners. And he's like, you know, it's pretty basic. You see, he points to you, and then he points to himself, and he, like, cuts his throat, like, with his thumb. And he's like, you see, sign language people think that as, I like your necklace. So, you know, that's a compliment.
Pick up videos.
Like, see, if you also do that, point to them, and then he starts fisting his own arm.
Uh-huh.
It's like, that means you like their bracelet. He's so hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he used to do pickup videos.
Yeah.
Where, he had a wingman. Well, not a wingman. He had, like, a cameraman. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to tell you how to catch girls. Get girls, because you never get them yourself. You always videotape me doing it, and I'm so slick. I'm going to help you. And he's like, he goes up to a random girl, and then he, like, the cameraman, he makes the cameraman say, I go fuck your butt cheeks. The girl just looks at him and says,
I think I'm the worst wingman ever.
See, now you got her right there.
I just,
you
like,
got her
I just...
You. You know, she knows what you
no,
want.
No, I shoot down
she
everything
the
they
man.
Try to compliment themselves on.
And the whole time, she's just looking
like,
at him.
Like the girl's like one friend, he's trying to flirt with this girl, and I was next to him. He's like, well, I was pumping iron yesterday. I'm like, you weren't. We were playing Halo. And she just like did this like look, and then she like walked away. So yeah, I'm awesome at a wingman. If you need a wingman, call me. I'll give you my number though. Just pretend I'm there and say it out loud, like you have a split personality. Schizophrenia. Yeah.
Like, schizophrenic. I wanted to go
as, like,
year.
A Scottish-Irishman.
Like,
Like, I wanted to pretend so, that like, I was shout like, living in Ireland at people Scotland without, slash without Scotland. Excuse.
Like, you over fucking faggot! So like, oh, hey, what's how's it going?
So now I have, like, an accent. But, no.
Fucking Scotland.
I don't know. I don't know if Henry did. Henry! Did you update League of Legends? Can you do it now?
So, did you update your League of Legends?
Just yet? Do it on the computer. Oh, that's my God. Cool. Henry, you know you just have to turn on the client. Henry, turn on the client and it automatically updates. No. Then why did you do it? He's yelling back, but you can't hear that. Because I'm in the closet.
Client!
like soon. Henry, just update it on your account. It updates for everyone. Jesus. No, but we have our like soon? Own separate computer stuff.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. It does. My stomach.
You don't
is
even need to log in. You just update. You know, when you
I was thinking of record.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
What the fuck?
It updates anyways for the computer.
I don't. I eat breakfast. I eat fucking a lot of breakfast.
You know, I don't eat breakfast to save up money. My mom gives me lunch money.
It's grumble.
No, I mean, I don't eat lunch or breakfast. So, like, I sit behind, like, these the hot girl in my class. And so awkward. The only thing
I think
you
my
hear
friends are fucking
like,
cunts because they just barge into my house whenever
like,
they
what
want.
What is that? I think that's the air conditioning.
Like,
in school.
Like, she's like oh, they ring the door, okay. And I'm like, oh, I'll
wow, that's awkward.
Mine are just like, yeah, I just. That's funny.
Like, you're so
I just like open
white.
The door like, and they're like, what's up, bitch? And they just like walk like, in. I'm no, like, you're not even gonna take off your shoes. And they're like, no, bitch.
Hey, yo! Walk in. My mom's like, well, who is this?
And then they're like, oh, when the fuck are we gonna play Minecraft on the Xbox? And then I'm like, you know, I'm playing it now with my friend Jake.
Like, you fucking faggot, you don't huh? stay in here if you don't take off your shoes.
You fucking cursed.
I don't think I'm the good friend either. Cause like what happens is like I go to my friend's house. I really didn't know his mom was like right there.
What the fuck?
Like so I'm like,
I don't
oh, look,
think
I see him eating ice cream. I'm like, yo, where can I get some of that shit?
This
she's like, this is a self serve house. Like, oh you're there. I'm sorry, Miss Hudson.
I thought me and your son were alone. Yeah, we were about to, you know.
Yeah, it's just so awkward. Like, I didn't know you were there.
I wouldn't
I'm really
have told
sorry,
you either.
Man. And it's like, it's okay. Just talk the way you really would.
Okay. Time to end
no, there's
the
like
podcast.
Three other guys
like,
there.
Do you want to try
none
the
of them
wave?
Told me. Out of the four guys there, none of them told me.
Ah! Oh, that was...
Fucking douchebag. Alright, I just finished.
Oh, that was like a chode.
Oh yeah, let's go. Whoa.
Oh.
My penis is shaped.
Oh.
Oh.
That was definitely a chode. Ah.
Whoa.
Ew.
That was horrible. Ah.
Ah.
Ah!
Fucking chode.
Oh,
that was fucking dick! I made a dick!
Whoa!
Yeah!
Whoa!
Okay, stop your recording. I was gonna end it there when we yelled. Okay.
I was actually gonna
cut it off. I was. Wait, shouldn't we like do this more like weekly or something?
Alright.
No.
All right, bye guys, this is my slide.
Okay.
I hope you like
the episode. Oh wait, no, did you already stop the recording?
We might be coming back in 3 months.